Dairy farmers are looking for a so-called out clause on their milk contracts if they get a better deal. There is an upcoming review of the Dairy Code, which sets out the rules between milk processors and dairy farmers, and it's only been in place for one full season so far. But nevertheless, the review is coming, and Paul Mumford, president of the United Dairy Farmers of Victoria, wants to change things already. Paul Mumford, welcome to the Country Hour.
Thank you, Warwick. Great to be here.
You're looking for changes to the code of conduct with greater weight to farmers. What do you want?
Well, really, we know that we're coming into a review period for the code of conduct. Now, that's supposed to be starting very shortly in the next month or two, with an expiry due at the very end of this financial year. So there's a whole suite of work that has to start to progress now. Now, one of the issues is that we need to make sure that it's very open and transparent, and allowing farmers the flexibility. Now, one of those is, building into a milk supply agreement around exit clauses. We want farmers a whole lot of flexibility. And why we want this is that it allows them to make informed decisions.
So you want it so a farmer that gets offered a better price at any time of year rather than the traditional sort of changeover of the milking season, the financial year, that they can get out of their contract and leave to another company?
If they so wish, yes. And why that's important is that we have already got some processors offering that clause in their milk supply agreements.
Is that having your cake and eating it too, though? Because the onus is on processors not to dump producers when, say, the market conditions turn on them. They've got to honour their contracts under the code. But you're saying farmers want to be able to leave whenever they want to?
Well, I think we're not talking about, a huge percentage of farmers that may accept this clause. What I'm trying to highlight is if there is a warranted case that a farmer, it may be a small percentage, it may be one farmer or 5%, who knows, but we have to allow that flexibility for particular businesses at particular times. So I'm just looking for flexibility for the farmer.
Is there a risk that could water down the dairy code in an unintended way?
I don't believe so, because we are already seeing processors offering this clause within a milk supply agreement. So perhaps it's more the point that we keep it in the milk supply agreement and not write it into the code of conduct. The code of conduct gives us clear boundaries. So I think what we're seeing now is that some processors giving this clause in good faith. Perhaps we should be pushing for all processors to be offering this clause in good faith.
So Bega and Saputo are offering this clause in good faith, but Fonterra, Norco and Buller don't under their current deal. So you're looking for consistency here.
Yes, exactly. And let's be really open here that we're 1 year within a code of conduct. Now, we can't show ill respect for the processors that haven't offered that. But what I am saying or encouraging them to do moving forward is to let's make it uniform right across the supply chain for all processors.
More widely, Paul Mumford, on the dairy code, what changes do you think that's brought to the dairy industry? It's obviously made this time of year, the time of year when companies are announcing their milk price for the upcoming season, therefore when farmers are more likely to be changing companies, quite a busy time of year for your industry.
Absolutely. It's going to be frantic month of June for a whole lot of processors because they've got to go around and negotiate their contracts for, the 1 or 2 or 3 year period. That's going to be a huge amount of work. But, I must also mention here that the opportunity for the dairy farmer is that the code of conduct is only the base level of requirement. The farmer has got the opportunity to make their own milk supply agreement with their processor, which may be better.
And just on the code in this season, we've seen Buller announce $6.60 a kilogram for milk solids as their milk price. Fonterra this week, it's $6.55. as a farmer yourself, are you happy to see those prices, or do you think they should be higher?
I think there's opportunity for it to be higher. We've seen some very early prices. Market signals are very favourable. Like I said, it's early signals. Let's wait for another few weeks, get closer to the date, and I think we'll see very positive milk prices this coming next year.
Is Fonterra acting in good faith under the code? They've announced a price, but they said they're going to review it after everybody else has their prices, and they might up it then. Do you see that as a company trying to signal to their competitors they can pay a low level like they are and leaving itself some room to match, or is there something different going on here?
I've got to be the skeptic and say that, you know, that there's a bit of both happening here, is that they're starting to put their budgets process in place here in Australia and budget for their milk. Now, that's giving the farmers a clear indication of what they think milk may be worth next year. Now, I'll also wind it back to our previous conversation, is that any farm producer that deals with Fonterra is entitled, or any other processor, is entitled to negotiate the milk price. So do your homework, do your due diligence, know what the market is. And
so you're telling farmers here you don't have to be a price taker, you can negotiate, and you're encouraging them to negotiate with their milk companies for a better deal?
Absolutely, and that is quite clear. I think it's quite safe to say that over the last 5 years we've seen 50 cents a kilogram of milk solids in the marketplace that is purely from competition. We are in a depleting milk pool here in this state, and it's still going south. If we don't realign that relationship between farmer and processor to give us encouragement to stop the exodus of milk, then we will still see it disappearing. So milk price is crucial to the survival of the dairy industry, but more importantly, it's crucial to the processors. So if they want to do business here in this state, they need to pay a fair market value for their milk and recognise the competition.
Paul Mumford, thank you very much for joining us on the Country Hour.
Thank you, Warren.
That's President of the United Dairy Farmers of Victoria, Paul Mumford, speaking there. Strong words, really, aimed at processors.